Oh, it's nothing. Well, you know. You're just sitting there, sulking. It's cute. I said it's cute, not that you're cute. You're not cute. You're pretty. I said that you're pretty. Oh, I shouldn't be talking like that. Why? Oh, my father wouldn't be happy. Darling, I hate to break it to you, but I do a lot of things that don't make my father happy. And those are the things that he knows about. And that is why you're here. My bodyguard. Do you want to guard my body, darling? Are you blushing? Oh, you are just lovely, aren't you? I like you, pretty. I really, really do. Oh, I don't. I don't like you. I'm pretty sure I do. I think I've liked you for a while. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Pretty sure I do. You know, I hate to tell you this, but I don't believe you. I've noticed you. And I've noticed you noticing me. Oh, you are going to be so much fun. Oh, you're not going to be fun. You're protesting just a little bit too much. Okay, I'll be good. Just one question. Why would I be good when I want to be so very bad? I am not a troublemaker. I'm a fire starter. There's a difference. It was an accident, though. Kind of. Why did I set the club on fire? Well, technically, it's your fault. It's your fault. One of the girls was making eyes at you. And then she was making moves on you. I wasn't jealous. Why would I be jealous? That was a question. Why would I be jealous? I was. But that isn't why I set the club on fire. She was a cop. Oh, she was definitely a cop. So I was just being helpful. And I was also very, very jealous. Because you're mine. Oh, you are just delicious. Oh, I shouldn't be talking like this. How should I be talking? I'll stop. I will stop. Tell you what, I'll even be a very good girl. I won't misbehave, I won't sneak out, I won't get into trouble. On one condition. All you have to do is tell me that you haven't noticed me. That you haven't been looking at me. You have to look at me to protect me. That's true. But I'm not quite sure that you have to look at me like that. Like that. The way you're looking at me right now. That. That isn't how a bodyguard looks at their charge. That is something else altogether. You're looking at me the way that I look at you. And I don't want to guard your body. You are lovely. You're not like the others. The others. My father's lieutenants. You're nothing like them. They're not as pretty. And they're not as... How can I put this? Sharp. You're sharp. Now, I'm not saying that they're stupid. But they're... They'll never be the boss. But you... Oh, you will be. Now, don't get me wrong, I love my father, I do, but I'm realistic. The world in which we live is not a nice place, and my father has a target on his back. And the way things are going, well, there's a reason I have a bodyguard. Things are getting ugly and, well, if it happens, I won't be one of them who takes the reins. It'll be you. Don't be so modest. I know all about your reputation. I've made some discreet inquiries. You know your stuff. You're dangerous. Very dangerous. And you're sharp. The kind of sharpness that cuts. The kind of sharpness that makes a city bleed. You know, everyone says that I'm like my father. But the truth is, I'm more like my mother. My mother had a thing for danger. It's what got her killed. But oh, I definitely have inherited it from her. So I play with fire. And I notice dangerous, pretty people. Well, not people. Person. Singular. You. I notice you. And then you notice me noticing you, and you pretend that you haven't noticed me because I'm the boss's daughter. And that is a bad idea. But you keep looking. You keep noticing. And now you're my bodyguard. You're dangerous and pretty, and now you're oh so very close. Now you can't hide. Oh no, darling. There won't be any keeping your distance. This city is a powder keg, and it's about to go up. I need you to protect me. I just wonder if you'll be able to protect yourself. If you'll be able to resist temptation. Because I have no intention of making it easy for you. Oh, it would be an extremely bad idea. But those are my favorites. You're right. You are so right. Bad ideas are what get me in trouble. But darling, you're like the You like the sound of this bad idea. Oh no. I don't think you do. I know you do. Because darling, you're suddenly much closer than you were before. Pretty. And panicked. Oh, you're not panicking. You're just worried. Because you're noticing me. And I'm noticing you. And suddenly, that bad idea, it's much closer. Oh my. It looks like the powder keg caught fire. Yes, that is definitely trouble. It's a good thing I've got a bodyguard. Now that was rude. Say it again. I like it when you swear. Oh yeah, you are in really big trouble.